academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I tell you now, because time is coming, where judgment is going to start.
Amen.
And people talk about, where you judging? Well, the Word of God says, judge not that ye be not judged. But when you judge,
Amen.
Judge righteous judgment. See, a lot of folks like to use that first verse, judge not.
Amen.
Don't you judge.
Amen.
Judge not that, get it for me. I think it's what it was, Matthew 7. Judge not that you be not judged. But when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Get it up so everybody can see it. It's in the Bible.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7. Please. Can we get it up?
Amen.
It is in the Bible.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 first. Judge not that you be not judged, right?
Amen.
Verse 2. For with the same judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Verse 3. And why behold is the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? Verse 4. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Verse 5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Now, I'm looking for another verse. It's not in that verse. The reference is there, but it may be Luke. Somebody look it up for me. But it says, but when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Somebody will find it for me. Okay, judge not that you be not judged, but when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Judge according to the Word of God. See, the Word of God will judge us. Are you hearing? The Word of God is what judges us as to righteousness. It's fair. And so God says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? When whoever finds it, just shout it out to me. John, what is it?
John 7:24.
Get it up for me. Just so that we can all see it, because we're working on something here. What is it? Matthew 7:24. Y'all confusing me. Okay, John 7:24 says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Now, Matthew chapter what, 7? Matthew 7:24? Wait. Okay, where's the other one? Matthew 7:2? We read it. Okay. Well, y'all done messed it all up. See how the enemy really don't want you to hear this. Because he wants people afraid. See, he wants you to just be politically correct.
Amen.
afraid to speak out against things because it's judging. No, it's not judging. Amen. It's judging righteous judgment. And it's about time that the church, see, I'm talking about the virgin church that's going to produce the remnant that will stand up for what is right. Amen. In the face of adversity, in the face of the world system, in the face of being politically correct, saying the right things, not being afraid, hello? Not being afraid of repercussions, amen? Trusting God to protect you. Amen. Trusting God to have his way. Because because there are voices that are going to be shut down. Because they're full of compromise. They negotiate. They're fearful voices. Amen. They don't want to say anything that might be controversial. Amen. Even if it's the truth. Amen. But then there are those whom God is going to favor. Because they believe, they trust. So this company is going to know no bounds or limitations of the carnal nature. This virgin church is one that has not known man. Man's traditions, man's philosophies, man's doctrines, doctrines of demons, etc., etc., etc. Are we clear on that?
Amen.
Now, if you give me 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Paul says, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Paul speaking to the church at Corinth, he says, I have espoused you to one husband to present you as a chaste virgin unto Christ. Paul says, I'm presenting the church, you can get that down. I'm presenting the church as a chaste virgin. In other words, I'm not adding any seed to it.
Amen.
I'm not adding any of my philosophies to it. I'm not adding any of my doctrine to it. I'm not adding any of the ways of the world to it. I'm presenting the church as a chaste virgin.
Amen.
See, We're just groomsmen.
Amen.
We're in the wedding, but that there's a bride, and we're preparing the bride for her husband.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're not preparing. We're not taking advantage of the bride.
Amen.
We're not trying to use the bride. Now, Paul said he presented her a chaste virgin unto her husband, unto the Lord.
Amen.
This is what God wants. He doesn't want all this other stuff.
Amen.
It's not the mega church, it's the omega church.
Amen.
See that model people have wanted just mega, but there's a whole lot with mega.
Amen. Amen.
And the question is always, what is it producing? What type of seed is it producing? As we heard last week, is it that deformed seed? What we want to produce is a chaste virgin to present to the Lord. A bride without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. Without a bunch of additives. Without a bunch of law and you know, rules and regulations, but a chaste virgin. Why? Because that is the church that's going to produce the remnant.
Amen. Amen.
Tell somebody there's a higher order. Give me Revelation chapter 12. God is calling you to come up higher.
Amen.
Before we go there, you know, there's this concept of the eunuch And it's in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 19, verse 12. I won't go there. Just write it down and you go take a look at it. Eunuchs were made by, there are eunuchs that were made by men. There were eunuchs that were born eunuchs. Amen. Amen. But in Matthew 19, 12, it says that, and there are those that have made themselves eunuchs.
Amen. Amen.
For the kingdom of God. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean, now a eunuch back then, Daniel was a eunuch. Back then, these guys were castrated so that the king would not have to be concerned about them being around his harem because they couldn't reproduce. They didn't carry seed to reproduce. So they were made eunuchs. But the word of God says there are those who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
In other words, they are not trying to produce after their seed.
Amen.
They're not trying to say it's my church,
Amen. My
denomination, my culture. No, they've made themselves eunuchs so that the seed is only the seed of Christ. The incorruptible seed. They are managers. They are espousing the church to her husband. They are custodians. They are the ones that are protecting, like Joseph protected Mary until Mary had Jesus. They're protecting the church. It's rare. You hear people talk about my church. My ministry. Well, there are those who make themselves eunuchs. Now understand the principle, the concept there. The one that will not try to produce after their own seed. Do you understand? After their fleshly, carnal seed, but after the seed that is incorruptible, the seed of Christ. This is that virgin church. Now Revelation chapter 12. Let me start at verse 1. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She being with child cried, travailing in birth, pained, and be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Somebody say there is war in heaven. There wasn't war in heaven at that time until the man child was born.
Amen.
Now the enemy, if he could have had his way, he would have devoured the man-child, because he already knew this, that the virgin is going to produce is different. I read to you what number of things going to happen. This one is going to know God in a fullness. So here he would have and tried to devour the child as it was born. But God, through his grace.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.